This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
It's a rainy day out there, and we're all feeling a bit depressed. There's people driving down over the border trying to, you know, get through those checkpoints. I think there's only about four of them set up, so people are having a mad time. So practice patience, everyone. Yeah. I think it's going to... So
I heard, and I don't know if it's an exaggeration, but I heard that it took someone 4 hours to get through the checkpoint.
You're kidding.
So just, yeah, be very patient.
It's just one of those days. And also off the back of that, we've had some horrible news that the Gympie muster has been canned for a year, and it was meant to be the 40th anniversary this year. Big deal. And on the phone right now is country music legend James Blundell. And he's here because he was on the bill and has a lot to say about what's going on up there. And, I mean, it wasn't the government that chose to do this. It was the committee, and having something go horribly wrong up there and puts him in a right position and could possibly be the end of the muster altogether. So in terms of survival, this is pretty much what they've done, the decision they've come to. But social media is going crazy, and here to talk with us right now is James Blundell on the phone. Good afternoon, James. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. Are you both in good order?
We are. I mean, we're not drenched or anything like that. I don't know about you. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm at the Highfield Tavern in Toowoomba playing with Lily Grace. We've got the single Annie June out that's actually charting its ass off at the moment. That's one bright light in what's going on.
Yeah,
but it's raining here, and we've left Stanthorpe. I left the property west of Stanthorpe at 10 o'clock this morning, and it's been raining non-stop.
Raining and cold?
Not too bad, mate. We had minus 3.7 yesterday morning.
Oh, not bad at all.
Army 6 degrees this morning, so we're all feeling pretty good about that.
Totally. Now, tell us about. I've heard that throughout this cancellation and throughout the COVID period, you've managed to lose a whole heap of work. run us through just a little bit how much work you've lost.
I think the reason it is worth articulating is to remember that I am one act, and I would work probably 60% of as hard as some of the more prolific acts do, and we've done 60 grand cold in the last 6 weeks. That's one act.
Wow.
So and everybody that is on the other end of the equation feel, you know, just absolutely mortified that You can't confidently reschedule. You can't say, look, we'll push it further down the track, because some of these were things that already had been rescheduled prior to this period of time. And, you know, I think we sort of managed to suck all that up, and then got the word last night that Gympie had been extinguished for this year. And of all the things that happened in the last 18 months, that was one, for some reason, it was just a real, Jesus, that's a serious moment, you know, and because everybody, it's such a well-loved and well-patronised event, that seeing that sort of really established thing just stop. And understandably, because Blues Fest in Byron got called off 24 hours prior to. So there's absolutely no stability whatsoever. And it was just, you know, I can think of several things to say that probably don't bear putting to air, but it upset a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. And I was looking at a list that a music manager, Dan Biddle, put up recently as well, only a couple of hours ago, and it just outlined how many people are involved in putting together something like the muster, and how many people it affects, and it goes way beyond what you would initially think. And I've heard a lot about the industry. I've worked within the industry. I've done that, and even the way he put it, I thought, man, I never even thought that many people would be affected, and I think that's just unreal.
Having been really close to the derivation, my father knew the Webb brothers quite well. And just this morning, I was fortunate to be involved in terms of Ron Adsett, because he's from the Granite Belt originally.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and his family and Michael Fix and Sir Jarvis and Nick Irby and Lynn and a heap of people there to see that. And I've watched what that particular event brings to the community for 30 years. Right from being an infant artist there to being involved in the the in-stores that the adsets used to run up there and to turn into the size event that it is now. And exactly as you say, while you're attending the event, you realise it's a big occasion, but what it brings to that area and that community is immense. And to just not have that for this period of time. But and I'm at pains to point out, that's the illustration here, is that's one event. You know, they're just falling over all over the place, and it is alarming. And I was speaking to a friend on the phone just prior to you, who is very, very experienced in the highs and lows of the industry, and we're just saying that there is a breaking point somewhere. It's just no one's quite sure where it is.
Yes, for sure. A fault line. And it's just unreal that the go-ahead can be given to so many sporting events. Sorry to...
Well, apparently, as my fiance Rebecca says, apparently you can't catch COVID while you're eating or while you're attending a match of football.
That's it. Or dancing.
Or celebrating the Olympics announcement.
That's right. You can celebrate. You can't catch COVID there. And I really think that's where the problem lies. Everybody's really fed up with the inconsistencies and... You know, I'll shut my mouth all day about this stuff, because one thing Australians are is very logical, and when things don't quite stack up, they start asking questions.
That's what I'm so confused about, James. I've got more questions than answers as far as what's allowed in this country and what's not allowed when it comes to people gathering and what you can do in those places.
100%. And I've always been very verbal about never a moment taking for granted the privilege it is to live on multiple acres, but I've never appreciated it more than now. And we're already in process of starting to bring some events onto the property. And, you know, I think quite honestly, as Queenslanders, we're going to be dealing with internal entertainment for the foreseeable future. I can't see where this changes, because every time there's a cluster anywhere, everything stops, and you can't run any kind of business on complete uncertainty.
Absolutely, mate. Oh, well, a beacon of light tonight. You're playing the Highfields Tavern in Toowoomba. Give us the rundown of what people can expect.
A very energetic show, because Lily Grace is she's an amazing girl. And I'd forgotten how enthusiastic a 15-year-old with a focus is. And it's a force of nature. And we wrote Annie June, which is a song from the moment we finished the rough write. I thought, I actually really like this song. And it's done. I mean, you've been involved in this for long enough to know that, of course, every time you release a piece of music, you want it to do well. A bit like racehorses, one in ten do all right. And this one has done everything. I'm just so delighted for her that as a young person, she's seen what can happen when you get a bit of luck. And it gives her a bit of hope outside. If you're in a situation that she is now and you're watching her industry slowly falling apart, you'd sort of be wondering why you were getting involved in it. But it will survive. She's wonderful. I love playing with her. You know, it's a great little. It's a 3-day tour, and we start at Highfields tonight, and we've got the Royal Nunda tomorrow, and then the Wallaby in Mudjabar on Sunday afternoon, which is home ground, and the locals are turning up there in droves, and it's good for her to experience that.
Beautiful, yeah, absolutely. Don't jump ship yet, people.
That's right. That's a very good piece of advice, mate. There's a wonderful saying about sailing: never step up into the lifeboat until you have to step up off the mast.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, James Blundells. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a ripper night, eh?
You guys have a great weekend.
Crow on a wooden cross, blackbird in the barn, 400 empty acres, used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did, my grandpa cleared this land. When I was 5, I walked the fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow, this land fed a nation, this land made me proud. And son, I'm just sorry there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Crops grew last summer, weren't enough to pay the loans. Couldn't buy the seed to plant this spring, and the farmers' bank foreclosed.
Called my old friend Shepman up to auction off the land. He said, John, it's just my job, and I hope you understand. Hey, calling on your job, old horse, sure don't make it right. If you want me to, I'll say a prayer for your soul tonight. And grandma's on the front porch swing, Bible in her hand. Sometimes I hear her singing, take me to the promised land. When you take away a man's dignity, he can't work his fields and cows. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. There'll be blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Seven crosses planted in the courthouse yard. That's 97 families lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors, and my name. Some nights I feel like dying like that scarecrow in the rain. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, this land made me proud. And so I'm just sorry that they're just memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.